Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels, to understand a proverb, and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and don't forsake the law of your mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace to your head, and chains around your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, consent not. If they say, "Come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole, as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them, refrain your foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely the net is spread in the sight of any bird in vain, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privately for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which takes away the lives of the owners there. Wisdom cries outside, she utters her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she utters her words, saying, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Look, I will pour out my spirit to you, I will make known my words to you. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but you have set at nothing all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer, they shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoever hearkens to me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." Chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words, and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, and apply your heart to understanding, yea, if you cry after knowledge, and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment, and preserves the way of his saints. Then you shall understand.